Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. So we just thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And it's in you that we find life, that you give us direction, motivation, what's everything needed for life, Lord, everything pertaining for life and godliness. So thank you, Father God, for taking hold of our lives, Lord, and encouraging us day by day to be everything you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. My sweetie, the readings?
We're reading 1 Thessalonians 4 from verse 9 to 12. There's no need for anyone to say much to you about loving your fellow believers, for God is continually teaching you to unselfishly love one another. Indeed, your love is what you're known for throughout Macedonia. We urge you, beloved ones, to let this unselfish love increase and flow through you more and more. Aspire to lead a calm and peaceful life as you mind your own business and earn your living just as we taught you. By doing this, you will live an honorable life, influencing others and commanding respect of even the unbelievers. Then you'll be in need of nothing and not depend upon others.
Hallelujah. So we could see, you know, we've given our whole life over to the Lord. And why do we need that? So he can let us believe appropriately, so he can work in us to will and to do. And then we can stay in step with his plan, because we remember we're not our own. We bought with a price. And we bought with a price, we partake of that which he has for us, our inheritance. And so our inheritance is having the love that he has and then demonstrating that love. So it's a relationship thing. It's something that's coming every day. He's inspiring us. He's helping us, and then we understand, as a good father, he's made full provision for us. And so our inheritance is to shine like lights. Our inheritance is to be obedient. The word says it so nicely, we are his workmanship. So we're not trying to do it all alone. We know we are his workmanship, and we are his workmanship for good works laid out for us in Christ Jesus. So all the works that has come about in our life and what will come about in our life is all through the inspiration of the Lord. He's the one that is guiding us how to think, what to do, where to go, everything. The Bible says we must acknowledge him in all our ways and he will make straight our paths. So we want... It was beautiful, that word that Gary sent last night. We're there to acknowledge him, not just in the big things. Oh, Lord, now I need help. We need help every day, every morning we draw close, so that every morning we can be inspired, because our mindset on him is kept in total peace. So he inspires us and he motivates us every day to be significant, to be relevant, to be the lights in this world. So that's the motivation again. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works, laid out there for you. So you don't try to do it alone. You wanting to work, you working with the Lord, and then the grace of God, not in vain, it's to your gain. Amen.
Amen.